There is a new Department of Homeland Security today. At a White House ceremony yesterday, President Bush signed the act creating the department.
With my signature, this act of Congress will create a new Department of Homeland Security, ensuring that our efforts to defend this country are comprehensive and united.
In the most ambitious reorganization of the federal government in more than 50 years, the new department will attempt to consolidate more than 24 agencies and 170,000 employees. The president has selected Tom Ridge as the department's first secretary. Ridge already serves as President Bush's Homeland Security advisor.
Tom accepted that assignment in urgent circumstances, resigning as the governor of Pennsylvania to organize the White House Office of Homeland Security and to develop a comprehensive strategy to protect the American people. He's done a superb job. He's the right man for this new and great responsibility.
Ridge, who is 57 years old, carries to the new post his experience as a prosecutor, congressman, and governor, as well as a decorated Vietnam veteran. The Homeland Security bill was bogged down in partisan disputes for weeks on Capitol Hill. I spoke with Tom Ridge before the ceremony yesterday. He said he was not discouraged by the delay.
No, actually, in the scheme of things, having been a member of the Congress of the United States, the fact that we could get both chambers to deliver an historic piece of legislation reorganizing this much of the government in less than 6 months, I think, is historic. Obviously, we'd like to have happened a little bit earlier, but in the democratic process, when the House and the Senate have to work their will and find common ground with the president, normally something this massive would have presumably taken longer. So we're grateful that it took as little time as it did. And now, instead of looking backwards about the disagreements, we have to look forward to how we use this new department to make America safer.
It is the biggest government reorganization since the Defense Department was created. How will you orchestrate those changes and still keep watch against terrorism?
Well, that's a question that is asked on a day-to-day basis, and the answer goes to really the 170,000 men and women who on a day-to-day basis who are already providing services to improve security and protection of this country. We're not cobbling together 170,000 new employees and handing out new assignments, and we're basically going to restructure the management so that we can have a one-stop shop as we build stronger partnerships with the states and the local communities, stronger partnerships with the private sector. But all these things can be done and will be done in unison and, I might add, in collaboration with the extraordinary men and women who are moving into this department from their respective agencies.
Did you consider not taking the job, given the challenge?
The president gave me a rather unique opportunity about a year ago, and I'd said all along that I'm honored to serve this president and would be willing to serve in whatever capacity he thought I could be helpful to him and to this country, and I'm honored and privileged that he asked me to lead this reorganization effort, and we're raring to go.
Is that a yes?
That's an absolute yes.
Okay. There's concern that in the interest of Homeland Security, there'll be unprecedented prying into the private lives of Americans. How do you respond to that worry?
Well, first of all, I think that everyone from the president on down understands that protecting certain liberties and freedoms that we have in this country and there's essential notion of personal privacy is at the very heart of who we are and makes us unique in this country. And so coupled with that recognition is the need for us, I think, to make sure that we do everything we can within the law, within the Constitution, to improve our own security. I think it's a line that we have to walk carefully. There's a balance there, and I'm convinced it can be done. But you don't want to give the terrorists indirectly what they can't achieve directly.
Some critics say that excluding the FBI and the CIA from the new department will limit its effectiveness. What do you say about that?
The CIA and the FBI provide the reports and analysis to this department. We're going to be a customer. This agency is going to be the first agency that has access to all the intelligence information gathered, not just by the CIA and the FBI, but several other agencies that provide this kind of information for analytical purposes. And then after we get all that information, is we'll use it to define what additional protective measures that we need to take in this country to prevent terrorist attack and reduce our vulnerability.
Should Congress reconsider the law limiting the U.S. military's involvement in domestic law enforcement?
Historically, we have, and I think very appropriately, been very, very reluctant to engage the military on our own soil for purposes of law enforcement. That is not to say that there might be some circumstances, some horrific exigent circumstances down the road where they might have to be deployed for that purpose, but I don't think we're going to revisit using military for law enforcement except under the most extreme emergencies. And again, that's very appropriately a matter of discussion. Under what sets of circumstances would we even want to consider that?
Did Congress give you all the tools you need, or do you have to go back for more?
Right now, we are grateful that the Congress of the United States basically protected the President's National Security Authority, gave him much of the management flexibility that he wanted. I would say in balance, the President's ideas were embraced by the Congress. We've got some more positions that we didn't request. I mean, we did send up a bill that was less than 40 pages long, and they sent us back a bill that was about 450 pages. So obviously we got a little bit more than we wanted, but in balance, there were some very constructive additions, and we'll be looking forward to working with Congress, because in order for this thing to work effectively, we need to continued consultation and collaboration with Congress.
I remember when it was first proposed and the experts were telling us that the agency wouldn't be effective unless you had direct access to the president. How is your access?
Every single day there has been and will continue to be that kind of access.
It took decades to consolidate the Department of Defense. How can you do this?
Well, obviously we don't want to take decades. We plan on meeting, we're going to beat the congressional time frame to stand up the department, and we're going to do everything we can to affect the kind of management changes and the consolidation and the employee buy-in. I mean, we are going to start off early and often working with the men and women in these different departments. We've got to merge personnel and assets and history and culture. But at the end of the day, we're confident that these men and women who've been working on homeland security issues, many of them for years, if not decades, understand how important their role is to the safety of their families, their communities, and their country. We know there'll be some challenges along the way, but constant communication, we hope, will get us over some of the rougher spots that are undoubtedly ahead of us as we try to merge all these departments.
Well, you learned something about that in corporate mergers.
Yes, we did. We also learned in corporate mergers they're not always successful. There are more of them that are unsuccessful than successful, but we've been talking to some folks who've been involved on the on both sides of the merger equation. Those who have been perceived to have done a good job and those that fell a little short. There's lessons learned and lessons to be applied, and we're going to do our very best to learn from both of them.
Thank you very much.
Good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge. President Bush has nominated Ridge to be the first secretary of the new Department of Homeland Security.